This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There it is. Ooh, there baby. It is. Love the intensity. To start off the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, it's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on, it's a gloomy Thursday.
It is pouring outside.
Let's call it what it is. But it's also kind of cool because the Bills, we leave yesterday.
A lot happened.
The Bills get Hard Knocks. Deion Dawkins officially pitches an award.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks choked.
That game was incredible.
The Stars are making me hate my life.
Don't take penalties. Don't take penalties, kids.
And, the Bills got Hard Knocks.
Bills did get Hard Knocks. I thought this was a chance with the rules changing. Going from really just covering bad teams, quote-unquote bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that had made the playoffs in 2 years, no rookie coaches. It typically signals bad teams with maybe a glimmer of hope.
Mm-hmm.
To now, nah.
Marketability.
Interesting, good teams can now participate. And while I thought the Bills would get a Christmas game or a holiday game, they didn't get that. They do, though, get Hard Knocks.
Hey, you, Christmas movie. Come here. That's what happened.
I am excited. I am very, very excited. Now, funny enough, maybe about a year ago, because we were talking about the Giants in season one, I wanted no part of this. I was very adamant. I wanted no part of this. Keep my team away from all of this stuff. I'm good. I want to watch other teams. I have completely changed my tune in like maybe the last year.
I will say this even more so. I don't know how potentially, I doubt there's anything spicy that comes from the Bills at Hard Knocks, by the way. Because teams can control the message a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
B, the Bills are stable. Are we really going to get anything that's going to, cause some sort of wobbleoo? Are we going to get anything that is going to be like, oh, this is a distraction? No. Anyone that's afraid of this team being distracted because Hard Knocks is around for 2 weeks, please relax. The Bills are not the Bills of the past, where if the Bills, when they were bad and the original rules of Hard Knocks applies, I definitely don't want them near an organization that was under dysfunction more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, This is the perfect team to put on Hard Knocks because Sean McDermott has everyone hardwired in a certain way, ready to go. And yes, the playoff failures are the playoff failures. But tell me that this is not one of the best teams consistently throughout the season, year in and year out. Paper soft set schedule? I'm sorry, but if the Bills still fail to win 12 games, then yes, Hard Knocks is officially a distraction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not a fear. Drop that fear because the Bills are not that. They're not a dysfunctional organization. They are a good team that is very marketable, has Josh Allen to bail them out of any issues. Yeah, this is, I don't want to say it's perfect, but this team is perfectly suited for this. Distraction? No.
No, I don't think it's a distraction. Maybe in the early years with Hard Knocks you can get there because it was more revolutionary and mm-hmm. other teams weren't doing it. Most teams now have like their own embedded series and what have you. The Bills have it. And along with that—
We live in a day and age where cameras are everywhere.
Along with that, Jeremy and Sal had Chris Emma of 670 The Score on at 9 o'clock. And Chicago just did this. And he mentioned that the teams have final says. And it is only 2 weeks. It is not a long period of time. It's, I think, more just to get your name out there. Just to get some of these young up-and-coming stars. You know, you're going to have the Hard Knock storylines. Who's the undrafted free agent trying to make the team? Who's the fun rookie or the second-year player? Like, the Bills have a lot of those guys. And you can maybe be worried that someone like a Keon Coleman, who is going to absolutely be kind of one of these main fixtures. Hey, I need him to zero in. I don't need him worrying about, like, did he get a zinger off on this episode or not. I can understand your fears. I get it. It's not a long process, and the teams have final say. If the teams don't want a certain player being interviewed, the guy won't be interviewed.
By the way, the teams having final say tells you everything about the New York Giants because, oh my God, that whole thing with the Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones,
yeah.
like those clips. How did you let that get through? If the teams truly have final say, wow, John Mara, you are more incompetent than I thought you were as an owner.
I think that's the thing is you could look at Mara and be upset about that. I do think part of it, though, was Joe Shane wanted to show off how much conviction he had about letting Barkley go. It just didn't come off well
yeah.
at all.
It just something like why the Giants let that go is now just an infamous thing. And like that's why people are afraid of Hard Knocks mm-hmm. and everything like that. No. The team greenlit that then. That's dreadful for them. The Bears during Hard Knocks were looked at as a team of hope. We now see from a certain book coming out by Seth Wickersham and the fact that two coaches were fired mid-season, including the first year offensive coordinator. Yeah, that was a lie.
I mean, we talked with Zach Pearson earlier this week, and he mentioned like by training camp that everyone was looking at Shane Waldron going, oh, this won't work.
Yeah.
Like,
did that show up in Hard Knocks at all?
Exactly.
Not a chance.
No one knew that except for Jackson Smith and Jigba clip.
Yep.
And some people in Seattle going, I don't know about that.
And that's
until
the thing.
Until the season started. No one knew.
So with the cameras pointed at the Bills, I can guarantee you two things right now. One. Training camp may be in Rochester, but there's absolutely going to be a portion of this where, like, they end up in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
The
stadium will be shown off.
Stadium will be shown off, and wings will be shown off, and some of the people around here will be shown off.
Mm-hmm.
I can 1,000% guarantee you that. Because the Bills can then use this as an opportunity for, hey, this is a place for players to come. This is a place that, yeah, when Josh Allen does eventually retire, there's an opportunity here for cementing yourself as a place that teams or that players, excuse me, and coaches may want to come to. This is, it may not be something necessarily that like I can feel it in my bones that the organization might
feel
not have
it
wanted.
In my bones.
I can feel it in my bones. Enough people will say like, there's no way the Bills wanted this, right? And I don't know.
You can argue most teams probably don't want this.
Yeah, no, but the feeling in my bones right now, my tibia is telling me no shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine because like you said, most teams don't want that extra attention anyway. The Bills under Rex Ryan would have.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? The Bills under Rex Ryan.
Oh, my God.
He would have been pitching. Rex Ryan would have been pitching for it at the exit meetings of the following season.
Right.
Hey, by the way, HBO, did you see my truck?
Did you see? Oh, my God, yeah.
I hired my brother. We have a tandem bike, guys.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Yep.
Guys.
Yep. Guys, look at us.
It would have been over.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think that it's just one of these things of where.
That's also the Bills team, though, that you would look back at the editing and going, oh, they let that through?
I would have been.
Why'd they let that through?
I would have been terrified of the Bills' Rex Ryan team getting Hard Knocks because they would have been memed for a century.
That's awesome.
This team will not. This team will not.
No.
And I feel very comfortable with them having it with this iteration. And not even last year's iteration. Because last year, a lot of outside voices were talking about, oh, is this a retool year for them? Are they going to finish first in the AFC East? Blah, 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 blah.
What the hell is everybody eats?
I would have gotten very annoyed. Because last offseason, I was very annoyed about how everyone's like, oh, maybe Miami will win the division. Maybe it'll be the Jets. Okay. This year, there's none of that. There's no outside chatter about maybe they trip up and lose the division. None of that. This is the perfect year to do it.
They have a quote-unquote easy schedule. The division's kind of bad. And all the drama from last year of like getting the team or the ducks in a row of like this new sort of iteration of them.
Hell, last offseason with Stephon Diggs being traded, like, and the fresh wound there. No,
but this is everything the ultimately worked. Yeah, like so they're going in going, we know this works. We all really like it. Let's ride.
The only quote-unquote drama was our place getting torched in the crossfire.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
Because even the James Cook stuff, you can argue isn't really drama yet. He has a full year left on his contract.
And even that is something that can be swept under the rug at this point. Like,
yeah.
803-0550. How you feeling about the Bills getting Hard Knocks? Good thing, bad thing, maybe a little bit of both. Is there a feeling in your jaw that you don't know how to feel or you have an uneasy feeling about it? Let us talk you down.
I'm pumped for it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm not necessarily pumped for it, but I'm like,
no, I'm there.
I'm chilling. I'm okay over here, perfectly fine. I'll absolutely watch it, mostly because I feel like I have to. But it's also, I'm perfectly comfortable with this team getting Hard Knocks because this team is as stable can be. And there's a difference, especially with how the team can control the message.
Yeah, for what is actually going to be seen.
Yeah,
for what they're actually going to be letting out. It's not going to be the winless Cleveland Browns getting Hard Knocks and – you know, you have Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson going back and forth in a meeting and stuff like that. It's not going to be that.
Kenneth Dorsey leading this offense. No,
I will say, I spoke on this last night on the nightcap. For me, it's just, I don't care if the Bills intend it this way or not. I like that the Bills are trying to position themselves, or at least are being positioned, to be a brand in the league past their all-world quarterback playing. That is my biggest fear every year we get closer to the end. And he just had Josh Allen just had his 29th birthday yesterday. It's not like his career is going to end next year or next 2 years because of age. It's not. But you can see the end of – you can see the road sign now. We can see the exit. And my fear is that it a lot like the 90s will have this run and then go get back in your corner. You're the second smallest market in the sport. The NFL doesn't need market size. Their two most marketable teams are Kansas City and Buffalo. Those are their best teams that everyone can't shut up about.
Yeah.
Do they have the Philadelphias and the Dallases and the New York? Yes. Every sports does. But where a sport like basketball is very dependent on market size, look at just 2 days ago. Ant Edwards of Minnesota is considered by many to be the future face of the sport. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just won the MVP. And yet game one of the Western Conference Finals was down 24% viewership ratings-wise from last year and was the lowest viewership since 2020. Yet, I guarantee you, New York and Indiana? Going to be one of the higher ones from last
night.
People
watch that.
The NFL doesn't need that.
They don't have that problem.
Their brand is the NFL. Then you just get interesting teams. That's where I'll give Jerry Jones a ton of credit. Yes, Dallas is a big market. But he took America's team from the 70s and made it to where no matter how bad or how good they are,
you talk about them.
The Cowboys will always be talked about. I'm not saying Hard Knocks is going to send them into that stratosphere and no doubt, and we'll always be talking about them forever. They still have to do things correctly. But I want to get it to the point where these young coaches that are in college right now, that will be coming up through these pipelines in just the next few years, will look at Buffalo and go, oh, I want to coach there. I want to get my start there. They do things right there. They have a new stadium. They have a state-of-the-art athletic facility.
The guy who's like graduating from college, yep, and like is joining an NFL staff at 26.
Yep.
You want that guy to be interested in Buffalo.
Because that means you won't have the nearly 20-year playoff drought. Because you'll be drafting good players. You'll be developing good players. You'll be continuing on. As much as I give Green Bay a lot of grief, they're kind of exactly what I want the Bills to be over the next 30, 40 years. Don't be afraid to go get your future at quarterback, even though you have the guy now. Because guess what? You're Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You don't have the luxury to just sit back on your laurels and go, well, we're the Green Bay Packers. Well, it's not a free agent destination. You have to be attractive.
Even then, Green Bay has more laurels of the past that they can rest on than Buffalo does. So it might be something like that where you're right. But I don't know. It just everything about what the Bills are doing, they're involved with the Christmas movie. They're on Hard Knocks. They are the only team favored to win every single game upon schedule release. This is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to go, yeah, all right, fine, we'll step up.
And I think
we'll get this out of the way.
Yes, get this out of the way, get this part out of the way, and then hopefully win a Super Bowl. Don't go out in an AFC Championship game at your old stadium.
We'll get this out of the way. Don't talk to us about Hard Knocks for like 10 years.
That's fine. But like, it's just for me, I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they're getting it out of the way, you know, if you want to put it like that. But for me, it's just keep growing the brand. Because look at what Kansas City's doing. I give them grief a lot too. But if they really were positioning themselves to always be on Christmas, hell yeah. As much as we all don't really want to work holidays, in the back of my mind as a Bills fan, good. The Bills will never be out of the zeitgeist in the NFL. Detroit is an outlier in how bad they were for how long they were.
But it is also because Detroit was a staple of the original NFL.
Yep, that they had the Thanksgiving game. You always were going to watch Detroit. You always were going to remember Detroit was a team because of Thanksgiving. Now Kansas City, if they get their way, and it doesn't really appear that it will, but they also are going to play on Christmas 3 years in a row, so maybe they will. If they get their way and they're on Christmas every year going forward for the NFL, as they go global, as they go start going for holidays, the Chiefs will live on well past Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, because they're gonna be Christmas Day. You're gonna watch the Chiefs.
And that's
I'm
gross.
Not saying I want the Bills to definitely be on Christmas every year, but I want something that I can at least hold on to, that when Allen eventually does retire, when McDermott is gone, when Bean's gone, that it's not like the 90s where all of a sudden it's like, okay, everybody, well, we're the second smallest market. We don't spend any money. We don't put any money into scouting and development. And just be thrilled you're here. Just be thrilled you have an NFL team in Buffalo. That is a hollow congratulations of just being an NFL team. Because even then, for many of us, even after the 90s, we had to deal with, well, Toronto might want an NFL team.
Yeah, Buffalo dealt with more relocation drama.
Yeah, let's put a home game for the Bills in Toronto. With the new stadium and hopefully this rising in popularity, I want there to never be a talk ever that Buffalo was removed from the NFL because they're a staple of the NFL. Green Bay will never be moved out of there. Lambeau will never be touched. They're a staple. And yes, they have the championships from the 60s. I don't disagree with that. That's a big part of this. But they are a staple. I'm hoping the Bills start pushing towards that. Because from all of my life, up until I was 19, 20, they were a complete afterthought. If they were mentioned on NFL Network on a Monday after Football Sunday, I was thrilled.
It was because they like upset a team they had no business beating.
Yeah. Outside of that, you would get 10 seconds of highlights. You might get a mention of Fred Jackson. I mean, oh, did you know he was in D3? That's crazy. And then they go right to the next team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want my future kids to grow up in that era of, oh, man, when I was growing up, they were this. That sucks for a kid.
I will say this. I don't think that making Hard Knocks changes anything and necessarily allows them to find their way into being like a staple within the NFL. Mm-hmm. One year of Hard Knocks, two weeks doesn't change anything. It is what this core is capable of doing, and it's bringing in everything. You have an MVP who is the cover of, hey, Peacock streams live sports. Here's a picture of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Or Paramount Plus has him debating whether Josh Allen is going to throw Peppa the Pig.
The Coca-Cola commercial with Megan Thee Stallion and a few other of the NFL players.
The Pepsi. Haunted Buffalo Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. It was Pepsi.
It was Pepsi, thank you.
Yeah, the Haunted Buffalo Pepsi that I very ill-advised tried on the air.
Let's do it again.
No. The fact that there is a Christmas movie.
Yep.
And bringing in Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it's not just Hard Knocks, but it's another example.
It's not necessarily that. It's that the Bills are bringing it in. Mm-hmm. They are bringing attention to themselves with the play on the field, not because of anything else. You do have to take advantage of this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And try to break through, finally, break the glass ceiling. The amount of run that the Cincinnati Bengals still get from one Super Bowl appearance right now is, I'd say, almost criminal at this point.
Yeah, they've made the playoffs in 2 years, yet I have to continue to hear how scary the Cincinnati Bengals are.
Yeah. So,
and to be fair, a part of me also kind of feels that little bit of fear of like, maybe. Oh, they're really good in December. I don't know. There is something to that of making one Super Bowl, especially in this era, and going, maybe they should always have their due. I think it takes like one win against Kansas City in the playoffs for the Bills to all of a sudden everyone being like, yep,
backflips.
There they are.
Backflips. I'm ruining my spine the minute they do
it. They figured it out. They're there. They're on the run.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on the Bills getting Hard Knocks. Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you indifferent about it? Are you even going to watch? Not everyone's got HBO subscriptions. I get it. I do.
I don't. I'll find a way.
I steal from my family. I'm going to say that I do. I don't. I steal from my family. It's fine.
Give me Papa Frank's creds.
Not even Papa Frank. Let's go to our first caller. Chris is on the line. Chris, how are we doing today?
Great, guys. How are you?
Doing not well. Too bad.
I completely agree with you about Hard Knocks. I'm super excited. People comparing it to the Bears and, you know, coaches getting fired. If anyone that watched that Hard Knocks and thought that Eberflus was not a joke, I don't know what they were watching. Ryan Poles is a good GM, but Eberflus just came off as horrible. My only concern for our Hard Knocks is that Joe Brady may get more popular and someone may steal him away from us.
I think
that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I understand your thought. I'm already just preparing for this being his last year.
Yeah. I think it's more or less.
I understand it, though. I understand.
It's going to happen.
He'll probably come off really well.
It's going to happen anyway. That is also going to boost him.
Also, Chris, on the Matt Eberflus hate, you did not like the first 5 minutes of the first episode talking about his hair? Come on. You didn't think that gave him credibility? I kid. Yeah, he came off not great.
But at the end, I remember like a lot of what the Bears Hard Knocks message was about hope.
Mm-hmm. It was, we have Caleb Williams. You know, we've got, look at all this young talent we have. We've got DJ Moore. Like, oh, yeah. Like they're.
And that is the team controlling the final message.
It reminded me a lot of the Cleveland Browns when they first got Baker. Because then all of a sudden it was like they had Jarvis Landry too. And they were like, we got a playmaker. We got a playmaker. Or the Raiders one with Antonio Brown. We got a playmaker. Like it reminded me a lot of those.
Yeah, the Bills don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news about what Hard Knocks is for Buffalo this year. It's stable. It might. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna hold on to this thought.
Were you gonna say it might be boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be the most dull Hard Knocks we get in a while.
It's because
in terms of the overall message,
yeah,
there are going to be episodes that are great. You have personalities, but we can talk more about that in a bit.
But on that too, it's just like this is breaking new ground. I mean, we mentioned at the start, like typically Hard Knocks were bad football teams that were selling hope, were selling something new was on the horizon for this season. The Bills are selling, hey, you want to see how a good organization is run? Why don't you come on in? It's what was that Cribs TV show on MTV, like
MTV Cribs.
Yeah, MTV Cribs. It was like hey,
what's that Cribs show on MTV?
I couldn't remember. But they're like, come on in. You want to see my like $6 billion house? I have a movie theater in here. Like that's what this is gonna be. Is you want to see how a well run organization is here? So I mean, like that could be boring. But I also could see a lot of people, because we don't – I mean, fans do, but we don't always get to see how the good organizations are run. You typically get to see how the bad ones are run. It could be interesting. Also could be dreadfully boring. Let's hit one more call here before our first time out. Linda is up next. Linda, how are we doing this morning?
Hi. I'm doing very well. So I wanted to bring up a point about Hard Knocks. I don't think this HBO crew has any idea – about how Bill's Mafia is going to show up at training camp. We just show up and show out. And I think when they go to these other training camps, it's like, oh, yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere and people got to drive and blah, blah. I mean, no, it's going to be crazy. It's almost going to be like going to a football game, maybe like 1/10, because St. John Fisher is smaller, of course. But I don't think those HBO people have any idea about how Bill's Mafia is going to show up here. So that's just my comment, and go Bills.
Linda, thanks for the call. I think that's also going to be one of the major storylines is Bill's fandom
I think, and
Bill's Mafia. And, I think it's going to be
And with you saying it like that, I the only thing I will disagree with on it, it's a good point. I think HBO knows exactly what they're doing.
And that's probably why a big reason why they're like, we want Buffalo.
We want Buffalo.
We want the storyline of this team has never won a Super Bowl. They haven't been one since the 90s.
Oh, my God. The pity party story that can be written about our fan base. They know exactly what they are doing. And I think they will be prepared to have cameras rolling all up on Bills fans walking into St. John Fisher. As a matter of fact, I expect an entire episode dedicated to the fandom.
And we'll be slightly disappointed if we don't get it.
Yes.
803-0550, the number two call. Talking Hard Knocks today as the Bills were officially announced yesterday as the training camp edition recipient for this year. The first time in franchise history. We also do know who will be the in-season representative. It will be the NFC East, as of course the in-season now covers an entire division. That, though, is going to start much later on in the season. It's not actually the full season. It's like the second half of it. But Zach Jones, Derek Kramer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Again, taking your calls when we come back. You're listening to WGR.
You know, offensive linemen don't have awards for being great. There's not a Protector of the Year award. I'm knocking at so many doors now to get this award going. And I'm going to head spirit and make sure that this gets done before I'm done playing, because there's so many greats. And if we have great quarterbacks, we have great running backs, we have rushing titles, we have quarterback passing titles, all those titles are reflections of the O linemen, which are the protectors.
Deion Dawkins, you beautiful man. Before you're done playing? Nah, he got Protector of the Year as an award before the next season.
He got it done in 4 months.
He got it done in 4 months.
Like, he's mentioned it there, and that's back in January during the AFC Championship week.
He cooked about that, and I loved it when he said it.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who played offensive line growing up, mostly because I didn't have a choice, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
It's recognition for the trenches, where an offensive lineman is great when you don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's recognition for maybe the least recognizable position in the sport.
Because if you are recognized on a play, it's not for good reasons.
It's typically a really bad thing.
It's typically, oh, this guy missed the block.
Yeah, our drive just got botched.
This guy just got let him
fly
beat.
By you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What a great move by defensive end on this offensive lineman. Like, Deion Dawkins, I love that it only took 4 months. That's the best part about it.
I will say, it also tells me there was way more people that have kind of wanted this, and they just needed someone to push it
they
and
needed
put
someone
a sales
to say it
plan
out loud.
Together. Yeah.
They needed the quiet part said out loud, and Deion Dawkins is absolutely that kind of guy. I love this, and I'm so happy about it. Now, that said, I'm terrified he'll never win it, even though it's his idea, and he is one of the better left tackles in the game.
I think that's probably true.
That's unfair, though.
That's the funny part. Is with offensive linemen, there is a tier list. Like, there are guys that you're just like, I mean, they're the best in the game. And they will be for like 8 to 10 years
but
in a row.
That said, Deion is recognizable for offensive linemen.
Yes, he is.
That and will help him.
And another thing I'm happy about with
and
Hard
guess
Knocks.
What? Deion Dawkins is absolutely getting his own segment in Hard Knocks.
Well, it's not just that. What
and
I'm
the,
excited for with
and
Hard
the Protector
Knocks,
of the Year is probably going to get a mention in this.
Oh, yeah.
Deion Dawkins had himself a busy offseason.
I can hear Lee Schreiber now just narrating it. Like, we all can. What I'm excited for with this, too, is. And I've mentioned it both jokingly, but not so much. I think the Bills don't do the best job at promoting a lot of their players for off-season awards, whether it be All-Pro, Pro Bowl, or actual awards. I think they do an okay, adequate job, but I do get frustrated that
I
we
think
have
they
to
try
constantly...
To let their, they let their play do it for them.
Which is not enough.
It's not enough.
Which is not enough. And that's why we're regularly talking about a Bill being the most underrated player at their position. With Hard Knocks, you potentially can get the average NFL fan who will vote on a Pro Bowl, get to know Ed Oliver, who I think, based on how the defense has been retooled this year, could be in for a massive season. And instead of being like, he's an underrated defensive tackle, he might be a guy that, you know what, I don't care, overrated. Good. Is he going to get him a Pro Bowl nod when he maybe deserves one? Great. I'm happy for that. As long as that stuff is still in players' contracts, which to my knowledge it still is in terms of getting bonuses and such, I will always be pushing for my players to get those and all pro nods. It gets you in the Hall of Fame. It gets you longer recognition throughout your career. I want that stuff. And for the most part, the Bills' most recognizable players are Deion Dawkins, because he's one of the best personalities in the game and is absolutely going to be in the media when he's done, and Josh Allen. That's it.
Yep.
Spencer Brown might be a better right tackle than Deion Dawkins as a left tackle. Bills fans know Spencer Brown. That's about it.
Exclusively. That's it.
That's about it.
And that's also because offensive linemen are best known for not being known.
Correct.
Especially on the right side.
But then you also have it where some of these guys don't do their own pitching for themselves. Matt Milano may be the best example. The guy doesn't talk. And that's fine. You don't always have to be your own PR rep. But I'd like to see maybe in a comeback year for him, getting healthier, him to get more recognition. Or maybe not just him, the other linebackers. Terrell Bernard, who is a turnover specialist in the NFL and has been a very, very good middle linebacker for the Bills. Maybe he starts to get some recognition. It's a little thing. It maybe doesn't happen. But a lot of these Bills players on a very good roster, regularly, I'm not saying great roster. I think it's a very good roster, a really good roster, but not a great roster. Very rarely get the recognition I think they deserve. I'm not saying the Bills deserve 10 Pro Bowlers.
Yeah,
but they probably deserve more than two last year when the initial voting came out.
Yeah.
And, yes. So that's more my thing, is that I'd like to see more of these Bills players actually get known, because this is not a team that's been good for 2 years. They've been good for like six, seven. They've won five straight AFC East titles. They're regularly winning playoff games. You see Orchard Park all the time on primetime football.
As a matter of fact, the Bills have five more this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had six last year. They are a team that gets shown in front of the country now. This is not an accident. It's not even a flash in the pan like Cleveland was.
Right.
Like you said, it is. You've won five straight division titles. You are very much now universally this year picked for six.
Yeah. universally, it's like if it's not six, something drastic has gone wrong.
Yeah, something has gone wrong and nobody likes it.
Yeah, they can't even say like, oh no, Miami just really discovered it. No, something horribly wrong went down in Buffalo.
Something at least decently wrong happened where it cost the Bills like five games. That's how bad the rest of the division is. And it's like, yeah, no, this is a unanimous pick right now, Buffalo winning the AFC East.
They're favored in every game this year.
And that's the difference between last year and this year, where I'm perfectly fine with Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. is there's no questions about the division.
Yeah.
It's almost disgusting, actually.
803-0550, the number two call. Let's go back to the phones. Julian is up first in this segment. Julian, you're on WGR. How we doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well ourselves.
Good. Real quick, man, shout out to our Buffalo Bandits. Can't miss it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Buffalo. Let's get that three-piece Saturday, man. I'm amped. I'm hyped. Let's go Bandits. Glad you brought up Deion Dawkins, man. Well-deserved. My question to that award, like to every award, how would it be voted upon? Like, let's take the Bills offense into a dominantly run offense. You can go whatever team you want, and this lineman has zero sacks, but that team runs dominantly compared to a Bills team where, you know how we go. We pass every other down, and Josh Allen runs for like 10 seconds in the backfield. So let's say Deion Dawkins is up but got five sacks on his board compared to another team who got zero, but the dynamic of both offenses, that's the only thing. We're going to worry about that when the time comes, but that's my biggest question when it comes down to how someone's going to win this award. Other than that, I'm excited for Hard Knocks. I'm glad it's for a mini camp because we don't have the media in our faces during the season. Mm-hmm. Definitely huge because we have a big battle in the cornerback room and defensive front. We have a lot of rookies and a lot of guys that are fighting for positions. So I definitely believe Hard Knocks is going to be a great watch for not only Bills fans, but for the entire NFL fans, because definitely going to be iron sharpens iron, and a lot of guys going to be battling out there. But, man, love hearing you guys every day. Nothing but love, and go Bills. Go Bandits. Let's go.
Thanks, Julian. Yeah, and I want to mention the Protector of the Year thing. I like that it's going to be voted on by former offensive linemen. These guys know it. They're going to watch the tape. They're probably not going to look at all of the statistics and measurables. They're going to look at the tape. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to look at the tape on some of these guys. And some of it's going to have to do with a little bit of campaigning. Good teams are going to have more favor in this. Deion Dawkins is going to have himself a favorable position. The Bills are good. And if that offensive line does what it does last year, which is staying healthy all throughout, and
would they go 8 games without giving up a sack? Something like that? Yeah, if that happens again.
If that happens again, that favors a guy like Dawkins. It's going to favor a team like, I mean, granted, it's not a good offensive line, but like Kansas City, because they win, is going to get attention.
Also, though, you could get negative attention if it's a bull rush on a primetime game, but even just one.
Yeah, but also Detroit.
Yeah, I was thinking Detroit.
Detroit is absolutely going to have players up for this. Denver, if they continue their step, is going to be a team with players that are going to be in this sort of conversation. I think that the protector of the year needs to have a tackle, center, guard subdivision, and I hope they do that. If they don't, you are competing with all 5 positions on the line, and I'm going to tell you right now, the centers and guards are going to get overlooked.
The right tackles
are going to get overlooked.
This will very quickly be the Heisman Trophy, where it's like it's actually a quarterback award, except for outlier years.
It's actually left tackles only, and it's going to turn into that.
Mm-hmm.
Or centers maybe, but I'm rarely going to see a guard in this conversation. Yeah. So I would like it to be a subdivision for each position: center, guard, tackle.
I'm
looking probably like you're also looking at all pro votes and how those are campaigned to those voters. Yes. I do like that offensive linemen, former offensive linemen, are going to be the ones chiming in on this because they are going to know what to look for on a routine basis. You know who I'm going to love to talk to about this? Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ross knows his stuff. He has been in that. He's been in the show. He's been in the forefront.
I mean, Ross, Eric.
Ross, like, Eric, I mean, yeah.
We've got a few guys for the Bills.
And as a matter of fact, having both of them there as pro Bills guys, I'm like, oh. It is absolutely, though. Baltimore is going to be another one. Tyler Linebaum is one of the best centers in the NFL.
100%.
And for some reason, the Ravens always have 18 Pro Bowlers.
It just bothers me. Like, how did Tyler Huntley become a Pro Bowler?
The world may never know. That needs
to be investigated.
Much like how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop, the world will never know.
Needs to be investigated.
It needs to be investigated, but we will never find
out. Someone bought bots on Twitter. I know it. I know it in my heart.
It's buried like the cask of Amontillado, okay?
There you go.
The secrets have died with society.
I am very excited, though, that offensive linemen will be the ones voting on this. Because maybe more than any position.
They know what to look
for. Yeah. I need them doing it. Where quarterback, we can all kind of watch. No, we won't have necessarily the minutiae. But we can all kind of watch and see. Receivers, I think the same thing. You know, cornerbacks, they might be a little bit tricky. Safeties kind of the same. A few defensive players might be a little tricky. But offensive linemen, that is one where PFF has routinely gotten under fire from former offensive linemen and current offensive linemen going, guys, you don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing on this play.
Yeah.
And yet you're docking me for something I actually did well.
Yeah.
And what have you. So to see offensive linemen, former offensive linemen, be the ones that are voting on it, that gives a lot more credibility to the award rather than just – it's going to be Lane Johnson because we all know he's the best tackle.
Right.
But I will say, I do hope we do get to that point of subdivisions because I do worry it becomes an award that is a lot like the Heisman Trophy
guards
now.
Guards will never get considered.
Yeah, where it's all quarterbacks except for super outlier years. Like Quentin Nelson, a number of years ago, probably would have won. But he would have been like one guard in like 12 years.
Yes.
Because outside of that, it would have just been a bunch of tackles. Maybe Zach Martin.
Pulls
one.
But that's the thing is that there are a couple of well-known guards, but left tackles carry the weight. They carry the bread. Mm-hmm. They get paid the most.
Yep.
So there is a little bit of a bias there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like there to be a by position because, again, I feel like one of them is going to get overlooked. And also, centers do not get talked about often enough either.
No, they really don't.
They really don't. And they are the linchpin of an offensive line in the protection scheme.
Yeah, the only time you talk about a center is when they're bad or you lost a good one.
Yes.
Because then it's like, well, wait a second. How are the protections going to get set? How's the offensive line going to do now that the quarterback of the O-line is gone? What's happening? The whole thing. That's the only time you really talk about centers is when you're in a disaster scenario where they're openly bad or you're losing a good one. The Bills just went through this when Mitch Morse left. A lot of us were worried about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, what is going to happen?
And that's the nervous system of an offensive line that just walked out the door. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And the answer was nothing. We're going to march on with while keeping the beat. And that's exactly what that was. Thanks to everyone that's called so far, as we've been getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll take a timeout, come back, wrap up our number one here. Bills Hard Knocks. How you feeling about it? We're talking about that and more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hard Knocks for the Bills, officially announced yesterday. I think we're both pretty excited about it.
Again, it's not excitement more than it is, this is the time to do it.
Well, Zach's pretty excited about it.
Yes, you can be super jazzed about this. Selfishly, the only reason I'm like jazzed about it is, hey, Hard Knocks is here for the Bills, and I have something to reach for in the first preseason game.
I didn't know if you'd bring up the preseason point.
I'm absolutely bringing it up right now. As someone who hosts to open preseason action for pregame, the first one to sit in here for preseason, I'm actually very happy about this. I also know that that happiness is going to be fleeting because once that show is done.
Yeah, you run out fast.
No, ready? It's also, I'm not getting the opportunity to do it like that to open a preseason ever again.
That's right. Yeah, you kind of get the 1 year and yes. let it ride.
I'm getting the 1 year of Hard Knocks for my preseason opener, and then it's back to, oh, God, what do we do?
We'll find you a camp hero. Don't worry. Bill's Mafia won't let you down. We'll find you a camp hero.
But the thing is that Hard Knocks will also find you
That's
a camp
right.
hero.
That's right. So you'll have multiple.
Yes.
You'll have multiple ready to go.
Multiple ready to go.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
So I'm pleased simply for that. To the tweet sheet.
Let's do it.
A little bit. On the Hard Knocks thing. David just tweeting in a gif of Daniel Bryan. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's where I'm at.
Steve.
Thank you, David.
Steve tweets in, I guess it's kind of like being called for jury duty. Nobody really wants to do it, but it's part of life as a U.S. citizen or, in this case, an NFL franchise. Just be you and make the best of it. He's absolutely right. Again, my femur is telling me that they didn't want this at all. And, I never truly know this, but my guess is most coaches don't want this. And that's perfectly normal. That said, get it out of the way. Don't talk to me for 8 years until you bring up the AFC East for the end of the season.
I just love the comparing it to jury duty.
I love that. It's great.
I think the same way, though, have the mindset you have with jury duty. With Hard Knocks, hey, we're going to make the most of this. We're going to sell the brand. We're going to build up some of our players. It's going to be great. And better yet, we're in a good spot. You know, it's not a bunch of people, you know, kind of scared of the cameras worrying, am I going to get fired after this year because we're not good?
This isn't a murder trial for jury duty. This is just like...
not even that. Treat jury duty, right, because it's not a murder trial. This is just civic duty, what have you. Vacation for my job. It's vacation for my actual job. Well, it's not a horrible case. We're going to get through it.
It's not a high-profile case.
We're fine.
I'm not going to have to, like, avoid all the cameras. Well, in this, you actually cannot avoid the cameras in this case, but... Kevin tweeting in, never watched a single episode, so I truly don't care. Hope it's not a disruption. Again, we covered this in the first segment. The Bills are good enough that it's not a disruption.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule is so weak that it can't be a disruption.
Except week one. Week one's going to be fun.
Week one, though, is going to be, that's a good focus point.
Yeah. The rematch of the AFC divisional round right away.
Right away.
I'm so surprised that game was week one.
I'm not.
I work in the afternoons, and Mike Shope's big on building up the schedule. I had gotten there with him, too, of like, it's too attractive early. You wait a little bit to build that game up because it'll play into the AFC playoff picture. And the NFL's like, nah,
no.
We'll just have it be week one. We don't care.
I'm the opposite. You got to set the tone.
Yeah, it's setting the tone.
Thursday night is Eagles-Cowboys. What if Dallas is Dallas?
Dallas is Dallas, yeah.
You need to set the tone.
And to be fair, Monday night is Chicago and Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy versus a Chicago team that really, at this point, I think we've all kind of been burned on. They won the offseason. Here they come.
And NBC is banking on what happened last year in the regular season between these two. Mm-hmm. Does not again.
Yeah.
You got to set the tone. Power matchup in week one.
I can't wait for
1,000%.
I think I'm more excited for that matchup. And we'll see if I'm still here in August than I was for the Jets matchup. It has not reached the levels of the Thursday night, you're at LA against the Rams Super Bowl. That has easily been my favorite opener of my life. And unless they win the Super Bowl and are hosting the next year, it's probably not going to be topped. That was genuinely a joy to watch that entire game and even the build up to it. But the Jets... That was exciting with Aaron Rodgers, all that.
And then that lasted four plays.
But I.
And then the Bills lost to Zach Wilson.
But then I also liked week one being like, oh, it's Arizona, 1-0. Let's go.
Yep.
1-0. Let's ride.
Vote Quimby tweeting in, whoever wins Protector of the Year, how much you want to bet PFF will hate it and completely disagree with the choice. Their numbers are constantly coming out with O-line rankings that seem completely different from the consensus or what the eye test shows. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Quimby. 1,000%. PFF is probably going to be like, oh, this guy won Protector of the Year? He was our 46th rated offensive lineman. And it's like, how?
I wonder, though, now, with it being an award, do they start bringing on some of the people that will be voting to get a better idea of how they actually should be grading these guys? I wonder. I wonder if that's going to be a thing. Because before, you could just grade it, and it's like, okay, who cares? It's offensive lineman. Now there's an award attached here. So maybe they will start to... Hey, all right, who's voting on this? Let's get – what are you guys seeing before we put out the grades? 803-0550, the number two call. Talking Hard Knocks. Do also, though, want to touch on the playoffs from yesterday. I watched all of Knicks Pacers, and oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That was an iconic matchup with an iconic rivalry. We'll talk a little bit more on that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.